If you sin and miss it, you ought to have enough God in you to do what? Repent and get away from it. But the enemy accused you of many things, but God had restored you to innocence. Let's go on. Again. Even though you were once distant from him, living in the shadow of your evil thoughts and action, he did what? Reconnected you back to himself. Do you believe the word, or you just, I'm just reading something? Back to himself. Watch. He released what? His supernatural peace to you through the sacrifice of his own body as a sin payoff, a payment on your behalf. So that you would dwell how? In his presence. And now there is nothing between you and Father God. What? There is what? Nothing between you and Father God. He sees you as holy, flawless, and restored. He sees you how? Holy, come on. Flawless and restored. Say, God sees me as holy, flawless, and restored. So, what do I care about what Satan think about me? I've been restored to him. He is my father. He paid the price. He reconnected me back. So, that's the way he sees me. Amen. So if indeed you, listen how you get the revelation of it now. This is how you get it. He have done this, but we hadn't grasped it, all of it yet, right? And this is where the trickster come in. And you have to be well aware of his tricks, his scheme, his deception. And that's what he tries to do. Now notice what Paul said here. If indeed you continue to advance, how? How do you get faith? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God. Paul said, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is what? Word of faith, which we preach. That is the word of faith which we preach, which tells us God's words are filled with his faith. They are faith-filled words. And faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hearing what God has to say. Amen. Hearing what God has to say. Thank you, Jesus. And so he said, if indeed you continue to advance in faith, assured of a firm foundation to do what? Grow up on. Never be what? Shaken from the hope of the gospel. Never be shaken from the hope of the gospel you have believed in. And this is the glorious news I preach all over the world. I can even celebrate the sorrow I have experienced on your behalf. Some sorrow, some hard places Paul went through. Sorrow. He said, I was hungry, I've been hungry, thirsty. And he said, I've been full. I suffered these things. The sorrow. He said, but even though I went through these things, I celebrate. What are you celebrating? This truth I'm getting to the body. Now you know the truth. See, Paul didn't always know this. He was taught it directly from the Spirit of God. He went away and stayed out there for a while. And he said, I was taught this revelation. And then when he got it, he said, if anybody else teach anything different from what I'm telling you, let him be what? Let him be accursed. So, and this is the glorious news I preach all over the world. I can even celebrate in my sorrow I have experienced on your behalf. For as I join with you in your difficulties, it helps you to discover the lacks, what lacks in your understanding of the suffering of Christ, the suffering Christ experienced for his body, the church. All right? This is the very reason I have been made a minister by the authority of God and a servant to his body. So that in his detailed plan, I would fully equip you with the word of God. Detailed plan. I will do what? Fully equip you with the word of God. Here's the word. There is a divine mystery, a secret surprise that has been what? Concealed. From the world for generation, but now it is being what? Revealed, unfold, and manifest for every holy believer to what? Experience. Living within you is the Christ who floods you with what? The expectation of glory. This mystery is what? Christ embedded within us, becoming a what? Heavenly treasure chest of hope filled with the riches of the glory of his people, for his people. The hope filled with the riches of the glory for his people. And God wants everyone to know it. God wants how many? Everyone to know it. Christ is our message we preach to awaken hearts and bring every person into the full understanding of truth. It has become my aspiration and passion in ministry to labor with a what? Tireless intensity, with his power flowing through me, to present to every believer the revelation of being his what? Perfect one in Jesus Christ. Now, let's look just a little bit further. He's talking about Christ in you. Satan had no clue. He didn't have a clue of what was going on. But God had a plan. And now this plan has been unveiled and revealed to the church, to us.